This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you from the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program. Bi-Ithnillahi Ta'ala, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, Lesson number 28. And inshallah, we will complete Lesson 28 in this majlis, bi-Ithnillahi Ta'ala. But before that, a little bit of revision from Medina Arabic Book 2, inshallah. We'll cover revision of Lessons 21, Lessons 22 and 23, bi-Ithnillahi Ta'ala. Yalla, Bismillah. So what did we cover in Medina Arabic Book 2, Lesson 21? We learned about lam. Lam. This is a negative particle. Did not. Did not. Lam yadhhab. Lam yadhhab. Lam yadhhab. Yadhhab is majzoom. It ends with a sukoon. Lam yadhhab. He didn't go. He did not go, technically. Yadhhabu. Yadhhabu. Dhahaba yadhhabu. Yadhhabu is a fi'l mudari', is a present tense verb. Present tense verb, but if you add lam before it, then it turns into a past tense meaning. Lam yadhhab, he didn't go. Lam yajlis, he did not sit. Lam yaktub, he did not write. Excellent, mashallah. And similarly, lamma. Lamma means not yet. Lamma means not yet. So somebody says, lamma yarji'. Lamma yarji'. He has not yet. He has not yet returned. Lamma yadkhul al-iman fi qulubikum. Lamma yadkhul al-iman fi qulubikum. That iman has not yet entered into their hearts, as Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. We also learned about mahlan. What does mahlan mean? Mahlan means slowly, slowly please. Don't hurry the matter. Don't hurry the matter. Walhamdulillah. We learned about ma indi qalamun wala kitabun. Ma indi qalamun wala kitabun. I have neither a pen nor a book. Ma indi qalamun wala kitabun. I have neither a pen nor a book. In lesson number 22, we learned about the three moods, the mudari'. So we have marfu', we have mansub, and we have majzoom. Majzoom, jayid. So we have yadhhabu, we have an yadhhaba, and we have yadhhab. Jamil. We learnt about the sound masculine plural in its mansub form and in its majroor form. Example, kharaja al-mudarrisuna, kharaja al-mudarrisuna. The teachers have exited. Kharaja al-mudarrisuna, kharaja al-mudarrisuna. Who did the exiting? The teachers. Jamil. Then we also find if it's mansub, رَأَيْتُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ رَأَيْتُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ رَأَيْتُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ. I saw the teachers. مُدَرِّسِينَ is our مَفْعُول بِهِ. جَمِيل. And then ذَهَبْتُ إِلَى الْمُدَرِّسِينَ ذَهَبْتُ إِلَى الْمُدَرِّسِينَ. I went to the teachers. مُدَرِّسِينَ is مَجْرُور. إِلَى الْمُدَرِّسِينَ. Excellent. Similarly, with regards to like 30 and 40 and 20, so we have 20, then we have 20, and then we have 20. Excellent. لَا أَكَلَ وَلَا شَرِبَ لَا أَكَلَ وَلَا شَرِبَ. He neither ate nor drank. لا أكل ولا شرب. He neither ate nor drank. Excellent. So that covered a little bit of revision related to Medina Arabic Book 2, Lessons 21, 22 and 23. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, let's get back to our main mas'ala, and that is Medina Arabic Book 3, Lesson Number 28. And we've already covered the passage, the dialogue between the teacher and the students. We've gone through exercise number 1, we answered the questions. We also went through exercise number 2, where they went through the different types of maf'ul mutlaq. Different types of maf'ul mutlaq. Excellent. So we continue from exercise number 3. Istakhrij min ad-dars amthilatan al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. Pull out, extract from the lesson the examples of maf'ul mutlaq. Wama naba 'anil masdar, and what took the place of a masdar. Wadhkur naw' kull minha, and make note of the different types therein. Excellent. So if we have to look at our exercise, the passage, we saw, for example, quduman mubarakan, quduman mubarakan, quduman mubarakan. So quduman mubarakan, this is our maf'ul mutlaq, and quduman mubarakan, this is indicating the type of arrival. Quduman mubarakan, quduman mubarakan, a good arrival, good return, masha'Allah. So libayan and no', we saw that the maf'ul mutlaq, sometimes it's to explain the number, sometimes for emphasis, sometimes to show the type, and sometimes it's the na'ib anil masdar. So here, quduman mubarakan, libayan and no'. Excellent. Then we also find in the passage, ighlaqan, ighlaqan, that closed the door, ighlaqan, closed the door, ighlaqan, ighlaqan. Jayid. أغلقي الباب إغلاقا أغلقي الباب إغلاقا. So إغلاقا, this is our مفعول مطلق. And why إغلاقا? What's its reason? What's the story behind it? This is لتأكيد المعنى, to emphasize the meaning. إغلاقا إغلاقا أغلقي الباب إغلاقا. Close the door properly. Close the door, a proper closing of it. Then there was also كل التخفيف. كل التخفيف لقد خففتها كل التخفيف لقد خففتها كل التخفيف كل التخفيف, that you have decreased it, a full amount of decreasing. We didn't ask for that. I didn't ask you to decrease the fan, such a decrease. So كل التخفيف, this is also لبيان النوع, to show the type. Then he says, I wanted it بعض التخفيف أردت أن تخففها بعض التخفيف بعض التخفيف, some تخفيف, slightly, that a little bit of تخفيف, a little bit of decreasing in the speed of the fan. So بعض التخفيف, also لبيان النوع. Then he talks about زيادة طفيفة, زدها زيادة طفيفة, زدها زيادة طفيفة, increase it, a light increase. Light increase. And so this is also libayan and no, to show the type of decrease. Then he mentions قرأت الدرس الجديد قراءتين قراءتين قراءتين, two times, لبيان العدد, to show the number, to show the number of the readings. شرحا وجيزا, an explanation which is وجيز, which is brief, a brief explanation. لبيان النوع. Then there was شرحا مفصلا, شرحا مفصلا, a شرح which was مفصل, مفصل, detailed. شرحا مفصلا لبيان النوع, to show the type, detailed explanation. And then there was تكليما, تكليما, وكلم الله موسى تكليما. تكليما was to emphasize. Allah spoke and addressed Musa عليه السلام. ورتل القرآن ترتيلا, جيد. ترتيلا, this was to show the proper recitation. ورتل القرآن, and recite the noble Quran. ترتيلا, a proper recitation as it ought to be recited. Then there was تسليما, also to emphasize the meaning. There was صبا, to emphasize the meaning. شق, Furqan, the verses of the Noble Quran. And as you've noticed that the last few lessons, there's definitely an increase in the number of verses mentioned and the ahadith mentioned, mashallah. Qawlan sadida, qawlan sadida, to show the type. Qawlan sadida, what type of qawl? What type of qawl? Sadida, jayid. Qawlan sadida, fawzan azima, fawzan azima. This is bayan an-naw', fawzan azima. تبرج الجاهلية تبرج الجاهلية also لبيان النوع. Then there was مئة جلدة to show the number. مئة جلدة 100 lashes. جلسة طالب علم جلسة طالب علم, the sitting of a student of knowledge, also لبيان النوع, to show the type. سمعا وطاعة سمعا وطاعة, this one is the مصدر النائب عن فعله. سمعا وطاعة سمعا, we hear, وطاعة and we obey. مهلا مهلا, slowly, no rush in the matter. Also مصدر النائب عن فعله. Excellent. And so with that, we've covered exercise number 3, mashallah. Exercise number 4, they want us to pull out the مفعول مطلق in the following sentences. Number 1, يا أيها الذين آمنوا O you who believe. يا أيها الذين آمنوا O you who believe. اذكروا الله اذكروا Allah, make mention of Allah, remember Allah. What type of remembrance of Allah? Dhikran kathira. What type of mention? Dhikran kathira. So dhikran kathira, this is our maf'ul mutlaq libayan an-naw, to show the type of this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, sa'alani at-talibu, sa'alani at-talibu, the student asked me. Sa'alani asked me, he asked me, who asked me. At-talibu asked me, the student asked me. What did he ask? Su'alan nahwiyin, su'alan nahwiyin, the student asked me the question of a grammarian, the scholars of Nahu, the grammarian. The student asked me a question of the grammarians, mashallah. فَأَجَبْتُهُ إِجَابَةَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ فَأَجَبْتُهُ إِجَابَةَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ فَأَجَبْتُهُ إِجَابَةَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ فَأَجَبْتُهُ إِجَابَةَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ. And so I answered him the answer of a mufassir, the one who does the explanation of the Noble Quran. He asked me the question of a grammarian, and I answered him the answer of a mufassir, mashallah. So what's our maf'ul mutlaq here? Well, su'al an-nahwiyin, su'al an-nahwiyin. This is the bayan an-naw, the type of question. What type of question? Question of the grammarian. And I answered him, what type of answer? What type of answer? Ijabat al-mufassirin. Ijabat al-mufassirin is also our maf'ul mutlaq. Excellent. So two in that sentence, walhamdulillah. Number 3, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. Allah musta'an. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَنْبَتَكُمْ, grew you people, grew you out. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, and Allah grew you out from the earth, نَبَاتًا, into a growth. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا, and then he will return you to it, to the earth. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ, and will take you out. إِخْرَاجَ, and exit. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجَ. We have two مفعول مطلقس here. Number one, نَبَاتًا, نَبَاتًا, and the second one is إِخْرَاجَ, إِخْرَاجَ. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا, and then ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجَ. Those were the two مفعول مطلقس in this sentence, and both of them were to emphasize the meaning. Allah takes you out as from the earth, أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا, as a growth, and grows you. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا, and exits you from it, a proper exiting. Number 4, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا, وَتَأْكُلُونَ, and you eat, and you eat and you consume التراث, the heritage, وتأكلون التراث أكل اللمة, and you devour it, a indiscriminate type of devouring. You devour everything completely, you leave nothing whatsoever. وتأكلون التراث أكل اللمة, وتحبون المال حبا جما, and you love wealth, the great love for wealth, a great, great, great love for wealth. وتحبون المال حبا جما, حبا حبا, this great love that you have for it, جما, great love that you have for this wealth. اللهم استعان. And so what's our مفعول مطلق here? We have أكل اللمة, أكل اللمة, لبيان النوع, to show the type. وتحبون المال حبا جما, also لبيان النوع, حبا جما, لبيان النوع, to show the type of love that you have for it. Number 5, سجدتُ, سجدتُ, سجدتيني, سجدتُ, سجدتيني, سجدتُ, سجدتيني, I made 2 سجود, سجدتين, لبيان العدد, to show the number. ثم إني أعلنت لهم, and then surely I announced to them, وأسررت لهم, and I mentioned to them secretly, إسرارا, in full secret. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating that he did da'wah to these people in the open, in the public, and he also did da'wah to them in private, in secrecy. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ إِعْلَانْ, out in the public, أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ, and then quietly, أَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. This is لِبَيَانْ, لِبَيَانْ, لتأكيد المعنى, لتأكيد المعنى, to show the meaning, to emphasize the meaning, that when he did da'wah to them secretly, quietly, he did da'wah to them, and he also did da'wah in the public domain. Number 7, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صبرا آل ياسر فإن موعدكم الجنة, that have صبر, صبر, O the family of ياسر, فإن موعدكم الجنة, subhanAllah. So we know ياسر was married to سمية, and they had that son عمار ابن ياسر, and we know that they were early Muslims, and they were tortured, they suffered severely. الله مستعان. سمية was the first martyr in الإسلام. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says to them, صبرا آل ياسر فإن موعدكم الجنة, have صبر, for verily our appointed time, our meeting, our appointment is where? In Jannah, that we will meet in Jannah, subhanAllah, all of this difficulty, etc., we will meet in Jannah, بإذنالله تعالى. And so here, our maf'ul mutlaq is sabran. And sabran, this is our master and naib and fi'lihi. Jameel. حجاً مبرورا, حجاً مبرورا, لبيان النوع, to show the type. حجاً مبرورا, a حج which is مبرور, that doesn't have all of this crazy sinning in it, etc. You did it with halal wealth, you did it according to the sunnah of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. حجاً مبرورا. Excellent. Number 9, تلا الإمام تلاوة جميلة, تلا الإمام تلاوة جميلة, أو مفعول مطلق تلاوة جميلة, تلاوة جميلة, لبيان النوع, to show the type. Excellent, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Exercise number 5, عين النائب عن المصدر فيما يأتي, that you need to pull out the نائب with regards to the مصدر in the following. Number 1, the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fil hadithi, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ, when you stand for your prayer, فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ, فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ, then pray the salah of somebody who is bidding farewell, that this is his final prayer. رواه أحمد وابن ماجة, reported by Imam Ahmed, and it's also reported in the Sunan of Imam Ibn Majah. إذا قمت في صلاتك, إذا قمت في صلاتك, فصلي صلاة مودع, فصلي صلاة مودع. So صلاة مودع, this is our اسم المصدر, ناب عن المصدر, the اسم مصدر took the place of our مصدر. And subhanAllah, when you stand for your prayer, pray as though this is your last prayer. Again, إذا قمت في صلاتك فصلي صلاة مودعين, then pray the prayer of somebody who is bidding farewell. It's his final prayer. Allahu musta'an. Number two, فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. So كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ, this is our نائب عن المصدر. كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. Do not incline complete inclination. Do not favor one wife over the other, that you give her a lot of wealth and a lot of time and a lot of nafaqa and a lot of surprises and a lot of presents, but the others do not. Don't do this. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. As for the matter of the heart, that's a separate matter. But when you have co-wives, then you do not openly show favor to one over the other. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. And do not lean towards one complete leaning. As for the matter of the heart, that is beyond one's control. Maybe a certain wife, then your heart is much more attached to her as opposed to someone else, etc., etc. But you are just in all other matters. Jamil. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. Excellent. So كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ, كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. Remember, نَائِبْ عَنِ الْمَصْدَرِ, we have like 8 different types. Number 3, يَتْلُو هَذَا الْقَارِئُ تلاوة لا يتلوها غيره. يتلو هذا القارئ تلاوة. That this قاري, he recites تلاوة لا يتلوها غيره. That no one else recites like this. No one else recites like him. يتلو تلاوة. يتلو تلاوة لا يتلوها غيره. لا يتلوها غيره. جيد. So that's our نائب عن المصدر. يتلوها غيره. يتلوها جيد. This is our ضمير. The ضمير ها نائب عن المصدر. Number 4. أي كتابة تكتب. أي كتابة تكتب. أي كتابة تكتب. That أي كتابة. What writing taktubu you are writing? What writing are you writing? What compilation, what writing down are you writing? Jayid. And so our naib anil master here, ayya kitabatin, ayya kitabatin, ayya kitabatin. Number 5, نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. نحن نقص, that we narrate عليك upon you, أحسن القصص, the best of stories, the best of narrations, the best of narratives, the best of tales, etc. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. جيد. And so our نائب عن المصدر here, أحسن, 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 أحسن القصص. جيد. And number 6, واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. And make the mention of your رب. واذكر, and remember, اسم ربك, the name of your رب. وتبتل, and devote إليه, to Allah, تبتيلا, complete devotion. تبتيلا, جيد. تبتيلا, تبتيلا is our مصدر. And it is pulled out from the ishtiqaq of the verb. تبتل. تبتل إليه تبتيلا. حججت 20 حجة بفضل الله تعالى. حججت 20 حجة بفضل الله تعالى. حججت 20 حجة بفضل الله تعالى. So حجة. Number 8. أتعامل أخاك هذه المعاملة. أتعامل أخاك, that do you treat your brother, هذه المعاملة, like this type of treatment, like this type of behavior, this type of معاملة. أتعامل أخاك هذه المعاملة. Do you treat your brother this type of treatment? Do you serve your brother this type of serving? أتعامل أخاك هذه المعاملة. هذه المعاملة. That's our نائب عن المصدر. Number 9. The شاعر, the poet, he says, and this was the poet Qais ibn Maluh. قد يجمع الله الشتيتين بعدما يظنان كل الظن ألا تلاقيا. So what this means is, قد يجمع الله, Allah might join, شتيتين, between two things which are far apart, بعدما, after, يظنان, after one ponders and one thinks and one assumes, كل الظن ألا تلاقيا, that one assumes that they will not be meeting ever again. جيد. That Allah can join even though one assumes that there is not going to be any joining whatsoever. Two enemies to one another, and then subhanAllah, they become the best of friends. sins. So قد يجمع الله الشتيتين بعدما يظنان كل الظن ألا تلاقيا. So here كل الظن, كل الظن is our نائب عن المصدر. جميل. And the next one there we have would be أكمل هذه الجملة. Complete this sentence. سجدت, سجدت, I performed prostration. بمفعول مطلق يدل على العدد النوع التأكيد. They want us to complete the sentence and bring in something which indicates number, which indicates type and indicates emphasis. So سجدت, سجدت سجدتيني, سجدت سجدتيني, I performed two سجود. سجدت سجدتيني. Then the next one, لبيان النوع, to show the type. سجدت سجود خاشع, سجدت سجود خاشع, سجدت سجود خاشع. I made the sajda of the خاشع, the person who is humble in his salah, the person who shows humility in their salah, the person who is concentrating in their salah. سجدت سجود خاشع. Excellent. And then the third type would be سجدت سجودا. Show emphasis. سجدت سجودا, سجدت سجودا, سجدت سجودا. Excellent. And then exercise number 7. هات مثالا لكل ما ينوب عن المصدر الواقع مفعولا مطلقا. So provide examples for those words which deputize as the مصدر inshallah. So there are many, as we've covered in the exercise. Let's see, we could do the first one with the word بعض. بعض, جيد. عاتبته بعض العتاب. عاتبته بعض العتاب. عاتبته بعض العتاب. I reprimanded him some reprimanding. فهمت المسألة كل الفهم. كل, كل الفهم. فهمت المسألة كل الفهم. I understood the مسألة, the issue, the matter. كل الفهم, complete understanding. Then about the أي. أي قراءة تقرأ. أي قراءة تقرأ. What قراءة are you reciting? What قراءة are you reciting? أي قراءة تقرأ. جيد. Then there's also the عدد. اعتمرت 20 عمرة. اعتمرت 20 عمرة. اعتمرت 20 عمرة. Then to show the type, حفظت الدرس جيدا. حفظت الدرس جيدا. I memorized the lesson well. قبلت الطفلة. قبلت الطفلة. I kissed the infant. قبلة, a kiss. I kissed the infant, a kiss. قبلت الطفل قبلة. Basically in English we would say I kissed the kid. I kissed the kid. قبلت الطفل قبلة. قبلة. So قبلة, this is our ism مصدر. The next one. أتكرمني هذا الإكرام. أتكرمني هذا الإكرام. أتكرمني هذا الإكرام. That you are honoring me, this honor, ما شاء الله. جيد. Here it's the اسم إشارة. أتكرمني هذا الإكرام. هذا الإكرام. So the هذا there, it is deputized as taking the place of the مصدر. يحفظ هذا الطالب الدرس حفظا لا يحفظه غيره. يحفظ هذا الطالب الدرس حفظا لا يحفظه غيره. That the students memorized the lesson that no one else has memorized like him. And so here it's لا يحفظه. لا يحفظه. This who here, this ضمير, this is deputized as taking the place of the مصدر. Number 9. اشتريت الساعة شراء. اشتريت الساعة شراء. So شراء, شراء. مصدر يلاقيه في الاشتقاق. That this مصدر is like pulled out from the verb. اشتريت and then شراء. اشتريت الساعة شراء. Number 10. عشت حياة سعيدة. عشت حياة سعيدة. This is the مرادف. عشت حياة سعيدة. عشت حياة سعيدة. Excellent. And exercise number 8. provide three examples of the للمصدر النائب عن فعله, that the مصدر which is نائب عن فعله. And we could say, for example, مهلاً يا رجل, مهلاً يا رجل, مهلاً يا رجل. Hold on, don't rush, يا رجل, oh man. Then the next one there, معذرة يا أمي, معذرة يا أمي, that apologies, oh my mother, I'm sorry, oh my mother, معذرة يا أمي, جيد. And a third one could be شكرا يا شيخ, شكرا يا شيخ, شكرا يا شيخ, شكرا يا شيخ, excellent. And then they state in exercise number 9, ضربته ضربة, ضربته ضربة, I hit him a ضربة. ضربة here indicates our emphasis. ضربة مثال لمصدر المرة. It's our مصدر, and it also shows like the number. ضربته ضربة, ضربة here, I hit him one hitting. ومصدر المرة هو ما يذكر لبيان عدد الفعل. It's there to show the number of the actions. ويبنى من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن فعلة, فعلة, on the scale of فعلة, بفتح الفاء وسكون العين. Example, ضربته ضربة, وضربتين, ضربته ضربتين, ضربته ضربتين, I hit him two hittings. Or ضربته ضربات, ضربته ضربات, I hit him many hittings. وتلحق التاء بمصدر الفعل غير الثلاثي المجرد. Example, كبر تكبيرة, كبر تكبيرة, نكبر أربع تكبيرات في الصلاة على الميت. We make four تكبيرات in the salah upon the deceased. وإذا كان بناء المصدر الأصلي بالتاء ذكر بعده ما يدل على العدد. Example, رحلت رحلة واحدة, رحلت رحلة واحدة, I traveled one travel, رحلت, I traveled, رحلة واحدة, one travel, أقمت إقامة واحدة, أقمت إقامة واحدة, I settled one settling, ترجمت الكتاب ترجمة واحدة, I translated the book one translation. صغ مصدر المرة من الأفعال الآتية. They want you to turn the following words into the مصدر of مرة. So they give us the word here, وقف, وقف, جيد. And so if we turn it into the مصدر مرة, it would be وقفة, وقفة, وقف, وقفة, وقف, وقفة, أكل, أكلة, أكل, أكلة, أكل, أكلة, جلس, جلسة, جلس, جلسة, جلس, جلسة, سلم, سلم, تسليمة, سلم, تسليمة, سلم, تسليمة. Excellent. Exercise number 10. اجلس جلسة طالب علم. So جلسة, the word جلسة is an example of the مصدر الهيئة, showing the position. The مصدر الهيئة ما يذكر للدلالة على هيئة الفعل. It shows us like the position, the type of the action. وصفته, and it's like type. ويصاغ على وزن فعلة, it's on the scale of فعلة, بكسر فسكون. Example, جلسة من جلسة, جلسة from جلسة. Example in the Noble Quran, فأما من ثقلت موازينه, and whomsoever their موازين, their scales are heavy, فهو في عيشة راضية. See, عيشة, فهو في عيشة راضية, فهو في عيشة راضية. So عيشة is our مصدر of the هيئة. And in the hadith, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ, that when you slaughter, when you kill, then kill properly, that there shouldn't be any undue pain experienced. Allah musta'an, the animal you are slaughtering, etc. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. So قِتْلَ is our مصدر الهيئة. وَمِنَ الْأَمْثَالِ أحشفا وسوء كيلة, أحشفا وسوء كيلة, أحشفا وسوء كيلة. Beautiful, سبحان الله. حشف أردأ التمري, the worst of dates, the cheapest of dates, the lowest in terms of quality. يضرب هذا المثل that this example is given لمن يجمع خصلتين مكروهتين. The person who joins between two bad actions. The person joins between two bad actions. That's when you say أحشفاً وسوء كلا. أحشفاً وسوء كلا. That أحشفاً, that these dates are bad quality. وسوء كلا. And then in the measurement, I ordered 1 kilogram, and you've only given me 750 grams. And so number one, it's bad quality, and number two, even the quantity is incorrect. So you're joining between two wrongs. Allahu musta'an. It's bad enough one wrong, and now you are joining between two wrongs. And so this example is given when anyone joins between any two different types of wrongs. Jayid. And so somebody, he is lying against you, and then even in his lying and false accusation against you, he is using vulgar language. So you state أحشفاً وسوء كلا, that تقدير الكلام, أتبيع حشفاً, you are selling bad quality dates, وتكيل سوء كلا, and also your measurement is incorrect, it is سوء, it is bad. الله مستعان. You're joining between two harams, two wrongs. الله مستعان. قال الشاعر مشينا مشية الليثي. مشية, مشية is the master of the هيئة. مشينا مشية الليثي, that we walked or we marched, the marching and the walking of lions. غدا, in the morning. والليث غضبان, and the lions, they are filled with rage. ليث الأسد, أسد lion. جيد. And the plural is ليوث, ليوث. So ليث is an أسد, and the plural of ليث is ليوث, ليوث. صغ مصدر الهيئة من الأفعال الآتية. They give us the following verbs, and they want you to pull out the مصدر of هيئة. So عاش, عيشة, عيشة, عيشة. عاش, عيشة. مات, ميتة, مات, ميتة, مات, ميتة. Then جلس, جلسة, جلس, جلسة, جلسة. And then قتل, قتلة, قتل, قتلة, قتل, قتلة. Excellent. لا يبنى مصدر الهيئة من غير الثلاثي المجرد. You cannot make this مصدر of هيئة from other than the three letter فعل من غير الثلاثي المجرد. جيد. You cannot do it from the رباعي or the مزيد, etc. Number 11. أي منقلبي ينقلبون. أي منقلبي ينقلبون. The what place of returning shall they return back to. أي منقلبي. What place of return ينقلبون will they return to. منقلب مثال للمصدر الميمي. So these are examples of the مصدر ميمي, منقلب. وهو ما كان في أوله ميم زائدة, that which has an extra meme at the beginning of it. So for example, مضرب, 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 and ممات, and معرفة, and مقدرة, مقدرة, and موعد. جيد. مضرب, مضرب is like to strike or to hit or the bat. مضرب, ممات, معرفة, معرفة, your knowledge. معرفة, to know. معرفة, knowledge. مقدرة, capacity. موعد, appointment. من غير الثلاثي المجرد يأتي على زينة اسم المفعول. Example, منقلب, منقلب, your recourse or return. مقام, residence. مدخل, the entrance. مخرج, exit. مخرج is like taking out or your exit, exiting. مخرج, taking out. في التنزيل, in the noble Quran. وقال الذين كفروا, and those who disbelieved. وقال الذين كفروا, those who disbelieve, they said هل ندلكم, shall we not guide you, على رجل, to a man, ينبئكم, who will inform you, إذا مزقتم, that when you have scattered, كل ممزق, a complete scattering, إنكم لفي خلق جديد, that إنكم, that indeed you people, لفي خلق جديد, you will be raised into a new creation, you will be turned into a new creation. So they were mocking the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying that there's a man there And he is saying that when you are dead and your body is scattered and it's finished off, etc., that you will be resurrected into a new creation. Ha ha ha, what nonsense is this? They were laughing and making fun of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثًا وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ and we turned them into stories, into tales. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ and we scattered them. كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ, complete scattering. المصدر الذي يلاقي في الاشتقاق المصدر الواقع مفعولا مطلقا شيئا. And this is number 12. The مصدر من باب مختلف. Example, وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. So تبتيل من باب فعل. تبتيل is from the باب فعل. نابعا تبتل. تبتل من باب تفعل. إليك مثالين آخرين. ولو يعجل الله, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens للناس, for the people, الشر, evil, or their doom, استعجلناهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم. ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to hasten for these people their doom, like they hasten towards goodness, لقضي إليهم أجلهم, like they might like good for themselves, لقضي إليهم أجلهم, then they would have seen their doom. Allah would have decreed their doom or their deaths upon them. جيد. Surah Yunus, verse number 11, requires looking into that proper translation. تبسمت ابتساماً. That I smiled a proper smiling. جيد, I smiled. And that is تبسم. تبسم means to smile. Number با, مصدر من الفعل المجرد ينوب عن المصدر من المزيد. Example, سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above عما يقولون, about what they say, علوا كبيرا. So علوا is taken from سبحانه وتعالى. علوا كبيرا, Allah is above what they claim, what they associate, what they accuse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of. Uluwan kabira, Allah is above this matter, in a great being above. Jayid. Fa'ulu yanub an ta'alin. Ta'alin. إليك أمثلة أخرى. أحب الله حبا جما. I love Allah a great love. اشتريت الساعة شراء. I bought a watch شراء. توفي فلان وفاة عاجلة. So and so passed away, a very fast passing. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. With that, we have completed lesson number 28. Walhamdulillah. 29 is a short lesson, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. And so we will leave it for our next majlis. MashaAllah, our last few lessons have been very, very long. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. Also, many of them might have been a bit taxing. But inshallah, the vocab is easy, not too difficult. Some of the classifications might be a bit intricate and might be a bit complex. That's not a major train smash, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. As long as you understand the meaning, then that suffices, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We move on to a prophetic hadith, inshallah. Hadith number 6. An Ibn Zurayr, annahu sami'a Ali Ibn Abi Talib يقول. So Ibn Zurayr, he states that أنه سمع, that indeed he heard Ali Ibn Abi Talib, Ali the son of Abu Talib, يقول, saying إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, indeed the Rasul of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, أخذ حريرا. أخذ, he took. Took what? What object did he take? حريرًا. He took silk. أخذ حريرًا. فجعله في يمينه. And he put it in his right. Right meaning right hand. فجعله في يمينه. And he put it in his right. وأخذ ذهبا and he took gold فجعله في شماله and he put it في شماله in his left. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam took some silk and he held it out in his right hand, and he took some gold and he held it out in his left hand. ثم قال, and then he said, إن هذيني, indeed these two people are watching, indeed these two, what about them, حرام على ذكور أمتي, they are حرام upon who, على ذكور أمتي, they are حرام upon the ذكور of my ummah, upon the males of my ummah. Subhanallah. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam holds out silk and gold in public, and he states that these two here, they are haram upon the males of my ummah. Rawahu Ahmad wa Abu Dawud wa Nasa'i. Al-Harir. Ma ma'ana al-Harir? What is Harir? Nasijun min khaytin yafrizuhu dud al-qazzi. Nasij. It is nasij. It is fabric. Min khayt. From the thread, yafrizuhu, which is secreted by dud al-qazzi, dud worm, dud al-qazz, by the silk worm. This is that textile, that fabric which is made from the secretion of the silk worm, from the silk worm. Excellent. So that's harir. Then we have al-dhahabu, ma'dinun, ma'rufun, ma'dinun, ma'rufun, dhahab, gold. A metal, a precious metal, which is known. Everybody knows what gold is. Al-dhukuru jam'u dhakarin. Dhukur is the plural of dhakar, male, masculine. Al-dhakaru dhiddu al-untha. Dhakar is the opposite of untha, of the female. Wa jam'u al-untha inathun. Jam'u al-untha inathun. So one untha, many inathun. One female, many females. One dhakar, male, many dhukur. Excellent. Al-haramu dhiddu al-halali. The haram, haram is the opposite of halal. Al-ummatu jam'uha umamun, umma, nation, grouping, and its plural is umam al-muttahida, United Nations, umam al-muttahida, United Nations. Ja'ala means wada'a, to put. Wal-mudari'u yaj'alu, ja'ala yaj'alu, and ja'ala means to put. Hadhani jadidani, these two are new. Hadhani jadidani, these two are new. But if we add inna before it, it becomes inna hadhaini jadidani, because now the hadhain, this is mansub because of the inna. Another sentence, hadhani mujtahidani, these two are hardworking. Hadhani mujtahidani, put inna, indeed, inna hadaini mujtahidani, inna hadaini mujtahidani, inna hadaini mujtahidani. Excellent, mashaAllah. Another one, hadhani maridani, these two are ill. Hadhani maridani, inna hadaini maridani, inna hadaini maridani, inna hadaini maridani, these two are sick, indeed, these two are sick. Al-yaminu jam'uhu aymanun, yamin, the right, and its plural is aymanun. Wa jam'u shimal, the plural of left, shimal, remember shimal is left, shamal is north, shimal is left, shamal is north, and so the plural of shimal is shama'ilu. Excellent. Thumma, what does thumma mean? It's a harf of atf, of conjugation. You would say, for example, ja'a aliyun thumma ahmadu, ja'a aliyun thumma ahmadu, Ali came and then Ahmed. Tawadda'tu, I took wudu, I made wudu, ثم ذهبت إلى المسجد, ثم ذهبت إلى المسجد, and then I went to the masjid. So the ثم and then such and such. أكلت ثم شربت, أكلت ثم شربت, أكلت ثم شربت. I ate and then I drank. Excellent. Some questions. أجب عما يأتي. ماذا جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في يمينه؟ What did the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم put in his right hand? What did he put in his يمين? جعل في يمينه حريرا, حريرا. وماذا جعل في شماله؟ جعل في شماله ذهبا. He put in his right حريرا, silk, and in his left ذهبا. جميل. في أي يد جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحرير؟ In which hand did he put the حرير؟ جعل الحرير في يمينه, جعل الحرير في يمينه, وضع الحرير في يمينه. He put the silk in his right hand. وفي أي جعل الذهب؟ وفي أي, and in which hand جعل الذهب؟ جعل الذهب في شماله, جعل الذهب في شماله, and he put the gold in his left. وماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالنسبة إلى الحرير والذهب؟ And what did he say in relation to silk and gold? إن هذين حرام على ذكور أمتي. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذين, that indeed these two, حرام على ذكور أمتي, a haram upon the males of my ummah. جميل. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذين حرام على ذكور أمتي. ما هما؟ What are those two things? What are those two things? الحرير والذهب. الحرير والذهب. جيد. Excellent. أهما حرام على الإناث أيضا؟ Are they haram upon the females also? لا. No, they are not haram. جيد. You could say إن هذين حلال على إناث أمتي. إن هذين حلال على إناث أمتي. That these two are halal upon the females of this ummah. جميل. أذكر حديثا في حرمة لبس الحرير للرجال. Mention a hadith which indicates that it is impermissible, haram for the males to wear silk. Well, obviously, it's this hadith. إِنَّ هَذَيْنِ حَرَامُنَا عَلَى ذُكُورِ أُمَّتِي. أكمل الحديث. إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَخَذَ حَرِيرًا فَجَعَلَهُ فِي يَمِينِهِ, وَأَخَذَ ذَهَبًا فَجَعَلَهُ فِي شِمَالِهِ, ثُمَّ قَالْ إِنَّ هَذَيْنِ حَرَامُنَا عَلَى ذُكُورِ أُمَّتِي. جميل. Fill in the blanks. الحرير والذهب, الحرير والذهب حرام على ذكور المسلمين وحلال لإناثهم. الحرير والذهب حرام, حرام على ذكور المسلمين. That silk and gold are haram upon the male Muslims. وحلال لإناثهم, and halal for their females, for the females of this ummah. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث? Who's the companion who narrated this hadith? Ibn Zurayr. Ibn Zurayr. Excellent. And من المحدث الذي أخرجه? Who are the محدثين who mentioned this hadith? Imam Ahmed رحمه الله, Imam Abu Dawood, and Imam An-Nasa'i. جيد. ما مفرد ذكور? What's the مفرد, the singular of ذكور? ذكر. ما ضده? ما ضده? What's the opposite of ذكر? أنثى. ما جمع الأنثى? إناث. إناث. ما ضد الحلال? حرام. ما ضد الحلال? حرام. Excellent. أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. That use the following words to make a sentence which makes sense. جيد. And so they give us the word اليمين. اليمين or يمين. So we could say that لا بد أن تأكل, that you must eat. لا بد أن تأكل باليمين. لا بد أن تأكل باليمين. لا بد أن تأكل باليمين. That you must eat with your right. And then الشمال, لا تأكلوا بالشمال. لا تأكلوا بالشمال. Do not eat with your left. فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال. For indeed شيطان eats with his left. We Muslims, we eat with our right hand. We do not eat with the left hand. Why? Because شيطان eats with his left. الله مستعان. حرام, that الغيبة حرام. الغيبة حرام. Backbiting somebody, this is حرام. جيد. Make a sentence with the word ثم. Example, دخلت المسجد ثم صليت ركعتين. I entered the masjid and then I prayed two rak'as. دخلت المسجد ثم صليت ركعتين. Excellent. أدخل إن على هذه الجملة. Enter إن upon the sentence. هذان مدرسان. هذان مدرسان. These two are teachers. These two are teachers. إن هذين مدرسان. إن هذين مدرسان. Excellent. What's the مضارع of أخذ? أخذ, he took. يأخذ, he is taking. أخذ يأخذ. أخذ يأخذ. And the مضارع of جعل, جعل يجعل. جعل يجعل. جعل يجعل. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. So remember that for the males, using gold and using silk, this is not permissible, not allowed for you. As for Sumayya and Fatima and Salma, then this is totally permissible upon you. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Also, don't forget that we learn whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. Man bana lillahi masjidan, bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. And so, even if you're unable to build an entire masjid, complete masjid, at least support in the building of a masjid, and thus you get a share in the hereafter, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Not forgetting, يتبع الميت ثلاثة, follows the dead three things, أهله وماله وعمله, his family, his wealth, and his actions. فيرجع اثنان, two will return, ويبقى واحد, يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله, that will remain with him, his actions. As for his family and his wealth, they will return. ويبقى عمله, and will remain his action. Subhanallah. We also learnt يسلم الصغير على الكبير, that the young should make salam and initiate the salam to those who are older. And then والمار على القاعد, and the ones who are walking upon those who are seated. والقليل على الكثير, and those who are few should initiate the greeting upon those who are many. We also learned المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف, that the strong believer, he is better and more beloved to Allah than the believer who is weak. And then also we learnt, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, لا تأكلوا بالشمال, فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال. Do not eat with your left, for شيطان, he eats with his left. الله مستعان. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to grant us توفيق. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah to keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah to make us keys of goodness and not make us keys of evil. We ask Allah to bless us and keep us blessed, to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter, after, to protect us and our families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift the pandemic from the entire globe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his lutf, his kindness and his mercy. Until we meet again, hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.